Good morning. It is now time for another Carbon County School District update. And joining me in the studios, I have got Carbon County School District Board Member Jeff Richens. How are you this morning?
I'm well. How are you?
I am very good. I'm excited to kind of hear what you've got going on because there's some changes this year for the 2017-18 school year.
There are. And I guess the first change for most people is school starts next week.
Are you excited about it?
Yes, I am because I see so many people, even teachers, staff members, and a lot of the students who are ready and excited to get back doing school stuff. I think they have a lot of fun doing it. Yes, it's work. Yes, it's homework, all those things, but they have a lot of fun and they're enjoyable. But
right.
We wanted to make sure everybody's aware the teachers will start on Monday the 21st, and that's their first day. They'll have opening institute. They get their classrooms ready, and then they have 2 days of training because we have some really big new things this year. So they'll have 2 days of training, and then the students show up on Thursday the 24th. That is the first day of class for the students, is the 24th. And so I guess just put a plug in, and I know you'll hear Sheriff Wood say that, parents or drivers, slow down, watch out for kids, because they're going to be suddenly on the streets in front of you.
Right, exactly. And you know what? It's the very, very first, I don't know, I would say the first month of school. They are so excited and they're so happy to be going back and seeing their friends. They are not paying attention to anything else except for, let's get there.
That's right.
So
that's
you definitely need to be super cautious. Well, Jeff, as far as in school, there are some definite changes going on as far as reading, the Chromebooks. I mean, there's a lot of different things.
There are. Carbon School District just adopted a new reading basal. Now, most people will say, what is a reading basal? But it's the whole basis of the reading program from all of elementary school. This is not just something, though, that the state thrust on us or the board office thrust on the teachers. This is a tool the teachers use to help all the students improve their reading, not their fluency, their comprehension, all those things. And this actually was reviewed by the instructional coaches and teachers and principals, and then was taken out to a larger body of teachers, and everyone has just fallen in love with it. They are just excited about using this.
You know, it's really fun when you can find something that the teachers are really excited about using and implementing. You're going to find a whole new broad spectrum of students that are like, oh my gosh,
Yes. This
is amazing.
And it works everything from not only work in the classroom, but additional stories or books to bring in from outside sources. Also, a lot of their homework and what they learn. I've had teachers stop me just on the street and say, this is really cool. This is something we can use every day. Not just once a week, but every day. So that's really cool. But you also mentioned the Chromebooks. Now, in the middle school, we're making a change on the Chromebook policy. A few years ago, we had put what the term is a one-to-one device. So each student will have their own laptop device. And that's from the seniors down to now the sixth grade for Chromebooks. And they were taking them home. And then in the schools, we have with the fifth grade and the fourth grade, and I think we're working on the third grade right now, is to have classroom sets for them to use a one-to-one device while they're in the class. We found an unusual amount of damage happening in those grades 6, 7, and 8. And it was reported that sometimes those age groups would play basketball, and since they didn't have a basketball, the Chromebook became the ball. Or they would play a little bit of baseball, and they didn't have a bat, and so the Chromebook would become the bat. And electronics just don't like that kind of treatment. And
no.
So for 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, they will still have full use of the Chromebooks, but they won't be taking them home. They'll be left at the school, and we'll have a lot less damage, a lot more use of them when they need them, and not have the responsibility when they don't need to be using them.
Right. So still a very beneficial learning tool, teaching tool. It still will be accessible to them. It just will not be going home with them.
Right. Well, and along with that, the school district has also done what they call Tech Cafe, in that they have an opportunity for staff to go in and learn how to utilize the Chromebooks and the electronics, the programming that come along with that in all aspects of their teaching. And it doesn't matter which area they teach or who they are or how experienced they are, they can always learn something at Tech Cafe.
Very, very interesting. Well, Jeff, I would like to thank you so much for coming into the studios this morning. It's always great to kind of hear what's going on, especially when you've got a child that is in the Carbon County School District. It's great to kind of keep updated and know what's happening, aside from what he tells us, because, you know, that's very minimal.
Yeah, sure. Well, and that's the other thing is, I think every principal, every teacher will say, if you want to know, come to the school. Get involved. Be part of what they're doing. At a minimum would be back to school nights and parent teacher conferences. But if you think you have something you can promote the school with or come to visit or be involved, everyone will use your help.
Absolutely. Well, don't forget, we will be having the school district, Carbon County School District, stop by the studios once a week throughout the entire school year. We started a couple of weeks ago, kicking off with the brand new superintendent, and we will continue to do that, a different school each week. So make sure that you tune in bright and early every single Wednesday morning so that you can kind of hear what's going on in your child's school. But like Jeff mentioned, if you are curious as to what's going on, swing by your school, get involved, go and volunteer, do what you can, and you'll definitely be able to stay in the loop that way as well.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. You're listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. That has been another Castle Country Focus with the Carbon County School District.